I stepped on a Pop-Tart, yeah, and blew out my flip-flop bone. And all I can wish is that I have some glue. And this glue in the blender. Oh, hey, how you doing? Welcome to the Touchdowns All Day podcast. I'm your host, John Barber, and we are happy. We are happy, as many of you heard. There's a little baby Shreds in the game right now. Little River, super healthy, super cute, crying in the other room. And I'm resisting the temptation to doing a podcast with Little Riff. But maybe we'll have him on as an interview. Right now he only says three things and all of them sound exactly the same. So the podcast that considers itself way too important to have newborn guests. Welcome. What is this deal with Margaritaville? What is it? He's like, I blew out my flip-flops and stepped on a Pop-Tart. Did he step on a Pop-Tart? Did he step on a Pop-Top, which is the little metal thing that goes on top of a soda can? I guess when you pop the soda can, that little thing is a Pop-Top. Or, and this is what I think, did he step on a push-up, which is that round ice creamy thing that you buy at the beach, which has like a, it's like a gelatinous pink thing, and then it comes in a wax paper cone thing, and you push the stick up and the push up comes out, and it's like a, it's for kids or something. And you always see when you go to the beach, when you go to these bars at the beach, you always see push ups littering the place, and they're always making a mess, and then you step on it with your flip flop and you slide. And I could just picture Jimmy Buffett with his margarita in one hand and like a beer in the other hand, like trying to get around a bar that shouldn't be opened at 7:30 in the morning. And somebody leaves a push-up and he steps on it and he slides and he blows out right through his old school 1984, the little rubber thing through the middle of the toe flip-flops. That, to me, is what happens in the song Margaritaville. You know, that's how you blow out your flip-flop. Now, I've been told that I'm wrong about this, and that it's actually a Pop-Top, which is the little metal thing that comes off of a soda can or a beer can. And so he must have stepped on that, but I've stepped on those before. Have you ever slipped stepping on a Pop-Top? That's never happened. The other option is you stepped on an actual Pop-Tart, which I don't know who eats Pop-Tarts at the beach. I don't see that. That feels like bad writing to me. I'm going to go with this. Look, Margaritaville, he said Pop-Top because it works in the lyrics, but what he meant was push-up. That's what he meant. So let's picture that and then tell me he didn't mean that. And if you want to talk to me about it, hashtag touchdowns all day. Let me know what you think the real lyrics of Margaritaville are. I know that I'm listening to a lot of these like beachy, you know, Paul Simon, Rhythm of the Saints, Margaritaville type of stuff while my little baby is crying because he likes that kind of stuff. He likes that boop doop 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 type of slightly bouncy, happy music. All babies like that stuff. Little baby Riv, born last week, was in the hospital for a while. I think Lisa had 24 hours of straight contractions, which was unbelievable. The baby was sunny side up. And it doesn't come out that easy when it's sunny side up, but she got it done. And we're very happy. It's a beautiful, beautiful boy. And it's a special experience. And I'm in this like bliss thing. I'm in this heavy bliss thing. But we're going to get a podcast in the bliss, right? You're in with me? Do you want to be in the bliss right now? Let's do it. I want to thank everybody who sent us very nice messages on all the, you know, social networks and stuff like that. You know, we posted a picture of little baby River looking all Buddha, and he's soft serve Buddha. And we got a lot of messages from people being like, hey, congrats and enjoy this. And we get a couple messages from people, and I think you know who you are, who are like, it's great except for the pooping, or wonderful until they end up waking you up at night, or gosh, they smell bad when they destroy a diaper. And it's like, thanks a lot. Thanks for the update on what the deal is. Like, Can we just be happy about this thing? Do we have to put a little curmudgeon into everything? You know, like, hey, you had a baby, congratulations, curmudgeon. You know, it's just like hashtag curmudgeon onto everything. You don't even need to tell me what the curmudgeon is. I know it's a baby. There's only four curmudgeons. It's it wakes you up at night. There's poop all the time. Your social life is over. And the baby cries if you smell bad, which matters, because I have been smelling less, not at my usual level of greatness recently. I think in the hospital, an alarm went off, and it was because I smelled bad, which was embarrassing, but the great thing is they're not allowed to publicly disclose that, so no one knows. No one knows about it. It's really great to have you guys on the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast. It's great. It's been an amazing week. Super happy. Very psyched I get to do this for you all. In my living room, right? This is what the podcast is for, is so you can have a baby and still entertain people. It's really amazing. We have a YouTube page that Crunk Mike's been working really hard on, and it is up. Go to YouTube, search Touchdowns All Day. You'll see the logo. There's some great excerpts from the Mark Brownstein interview. I think the whole thing is even up there, so you can enjoy everything that Mark says and all of his wonderful facial expressions. The two of us just going back and forth backstage at Syracuse on some stuff that we never really get a chance to talk about, let alone on camera. So really great to have a YouTube page as part of the Touchdowns All Day network. And we're bringing it to you guys, too. We're building it right now. We're in structure mode. We're building it. We're building it. Soon we're going to come out with Touchdowns All Day Plus, your own little app for your, you know, Netflix, and then Touchdowns All Day Plus. What are you going to watch tonight? You know what I mean? What's your choice? Well, you could go to Netflix and watch that, but you've seen all that before, right? You might as well just saunter all over to the Touchdowns All Day YouTube page, watch some of our stuff, and then soon Touchdowns All Day Plus is going to come out, and it's going to be really great. Upcoming podcast. Let's talk about that. So John the General Schwartz is on an upcoming podcast. I believe that's episode 25. And then we have Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, wrapped interviews. That's going to come out soon. Great interview with both of those, Pigeons and John the General Schwartz. All great interviews, all great stuff. We're having a great time over here doing this Barbara Walters thing that we're doing. Hashtag curmudgeon. And I don't know, insert your own curmudgeon there. We love making the podcast, but you have to do it every other week or whatever your curmudgeon is. Throw it in there. Let us know. We're going to drop the theme song. Right before we do, this is episode 24. This is the best of the Fillmore Philadelphia episode. Rich Steele picked out a bunch of really great Fillmore jams, and we're going to listen to a bunch. There's a lot of music on today's show, so I don't want to talk too much. I do want to let you know, though, that this episode is sponsored by the Fillmore in Philadelphia. They are at Fillmore Philadelphia on Instagram. They have a contest for you guys for the Disco Biscuits. Are you going to the Fillmore Philadelphia run 12, 13, 14 to see the Biscuits? The Motet opening on March 12th. 13 and 14 are evenings with. So, three-night run. A lot of you guys are getting three-night passes, right? So you can get your tickets on sale at thefillmorephilly.com, ticketmaster.com, all Live Nation Philadelphia box offices. So if you're not already coming to the shows, come to the shows. We're going to do some great Bliss, post-baby Bliss jams that are going to be super cool and exciting. We're going to put some new funky stuff in there as usual and just make them great. And today we're going to listen to some Fillmore moments of the past that were great then. So we're going to get a real Fillmore vibe today. And the Fillmore Philly is going to give away a few tickets as well on the podcast here. We love them for that. Thank you guys for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. We really appreciate it. We love playing your venue. It is the marquee venue in Philadelphia, and we love playing it. So here we is. Here's the contest. Here we is. The contest. 2 3-day passes to the winner, and it's a winner-take-all contest. It's like Survivor. You either are the sole possessor of the tickets, or you just come to the show another way, you know, go buy some tickets or something. But here we go. If you post your favorite Fillmore Philadelphia picture from the past. Any picture that was taken at a Fillmore Philadelphia Disco Biscuit show, or even another show. We can accept any show, but probably most of you listening are going to have some Disco Biscuit Fillmore Philly show pictures. Post it to Instagram. Tag it at Touchdowns All Day and tag it at Fillmore Philly. Okay, so at Fillmore Philly is FillmorePhilly. So this is an Instagram contest. Post your picture at Touchdowns All Day at Fillmore Philly. Add the hashtags TBDPHL and hashtag Touchdowns All Day if you want to just get hashtaggy. But if you put the ads on there, we'll find you. But do it. Add all the tags. Add all the tags. And the picture that we like the most, probably the one that makes us laugh the hardest, you will get 2 3-day passes to the Fillmore. I don't know how much the tickets are for these shows, but that's a nice, there's a couple $100 prize there. We're basically buying you an iPhone if you want to do comparative value. We're just paying you in biscuit tickets. So win your biscuit tickets and then take that money and go get a new shiny thing that you like. Or some lobsters. You know me, I'd probably buy a crate of lobsters and have everybody over and cook it. That's, I think, the best way to spend excess cash. So let's do it, folks. Your funniest Fillmore Philly picture at Touchdowns All Day at Fillmore Philly, hashtag TDBPHL, hashtag Touchdowns All Day. Post it to Instagram in the story or the post, either one, we will find you, and the winner gets 2 3-day passes to 12, 13, 14 Disco Biscuits in Philadelphia at the Fillmore.
We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating.
If you were the fan that asked me to post this theme song, we are going to post it. We're going to post it to the YouTube page, the Touchdowns All Day YouTube page. Probably in the next, I don't know how long it's going to take us to post it, maybe a month. And then play in your DJ sets, whatever you want to do. It's great. Love it. All right, so let's get started. Episode 24. This is our, I guess we're dropping this one in March, right? Because it's basically the end of February right now. So we're in March, folks. We're on our way through 2020. And it's a pleasure to be here with you on the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast. Rich Steele picked a bunch of the best of Fillmore Philly jams for us. Listening back on this stuff, I'm constantly surprised. Did any of you listen to the Tractor Beam episode, episode 23, the Tractor Beam episode? Did you recognize that band from 2018 Disco Biscuits? I didn't. I had no idea who I was listening to. And if this is any indication of the future of this band, 2021 Biscuits, what's that going to sound like? So 2020 is a year of full-on awesomeness and metamorphosis and growth. So just think of it like a little baby, you know? It's real. It's here. And it just changes every day and gets more and more awesome. Even though I think it's hard to be more awesome than a newborn, it's pretty great. So here we go. Some Disco Biscuits. This is whatever you want to call the T3 biscuit thing that we're on right now. This is all pre. This is just going to be great biscuit jams, and let's check it out. Let's see what Rich Steele's got in store for us today. Cyclone and Dashimi. You might want to get up and dance for this one. Thank you. This to me sounds like you're standing in one of those dungeon clubs in like Russia or something. Have you ever been to one of those? And in one room is a DJ playing that song Animals, the ding 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 ding, and in the other room is a jazzy jam band playing techno, and you're kind of in the middle of the two rooms and you can listen to both at the same time. Match Am. I love Alan's kind of firecracker snare thing that he's throwing out there. I love that sound. I don't know how to what sound that is, but I really like it. And Brownstein obviously just guided the harmonies. You can hear at the beginning of the jam, he kind of brings in that four a couple of times, plays around with it, then he pulls it away, and then he brings it back in again at a later point where it really makes a lot of sense. And then he goes into the straight, like, shimmy lead-up changes, which are a little different, which is cool. And then you hear him come around to the big five-quarter at a really nice point in time. It's just classic pro bass playing. Gotta give the guy some credit for that shit. And, you know, really great top of the jam. Enjoyed listening to it. To me, is this the way the Fillmore sounds when it gets to tape? Because it sounds epic. Let's hear the next one here. This is February 3rd, 2017. So a year later, this is the Let's Dance in Dahumu. Thank you. really cool world there we just created. That was just fun to listen to. I liked just the darkness. It sounds really, it was just really visceral and exciting, and just a lot of thick harmonies all mixed together, but still simple and stuff to latch onto. Let's see where this goes. Beautiful, beautiful jam. Nice ending there. Really cool place to go to. Humu jams are crazy because, as you can hear, the band can go pretty much anywhere and still get back around to Humu in time. It's a good tempo. Next jam up. Next year up. 12/28/2018. Little holiday jam for Christmas. This is a little 7-Eleven Into Sugar Plum. So 7-Eleven had your kind of standard 7-Eleven fast jam into it. And then we drop into some reggae beats here. And it seems like we were probably supposed to go into Sugar Plum right away. But we didn't. We danced around a little bit. Let's listen to it.
Thank you.
So in the notes for this one, Rich Steele pleads his case for more of these jams. He wants more of these nice, relaxing dub jams for y'all to listen to. I agree with Rich. This is super chill. I enjoy listening to this. I just put this on, just let it roll and cool out. Thank you. It, folks, right into the Sugar Plum Fairy, like it was meant to be that way. Super easy to do. Happy holidays. Gotta love it. So there you go, folks. Those are Rich's 3 years in a row best jams. You know, it's really a lot of hard work bringing you guys such a great podcast on such a regular basis, and we do take it seriously, and we do our hardest work possible for y'all to give you a great set of music to listen to and to keep you informed about what's going on. We have a great team. Rich Steele's picking one great song after another, and his sound quality of the podcast is incredible. Crunk Mike is just doing a great job of building the podcast up, the socials, the YouTube page, interacting with all you guys at hashtags touchdowns all day. We got a great team of guys on the website. We got some nice guys on some merchandise right now. We got some just really good connects. Our relationship with Osiris Podcast Network is wonderful. Christina and RJ over there are working with us every week to do great things. They asked me to mention something for you guys. They have a Brooklyn Comes Alive event on March 21st. It's Scott Metzger for the March 20 Jam Just Happened event. And they're doing something with jamming in New York City. So New York Cityers, check out this event. There's going to be some great people playing. It'll be very cool. It's at Avant Gardner, which is the dope spot in Brooklyn. Tamke's spot, so gotta love that. I mean, go Osiris doing these live podcast events. So it's March 21st, and go to osirispod.com, or you know, send us an email, podcast at touchdowns all day, and we'll put you in touch with the right people if you want to get tickets, or you want to go, you want to listen to the podcast, you want to see what's going on. So thanks to everybody, as usual. Thank you for listening. This was a great podcast. I have to run and get a tiny, tiny human that is smaller than, you know, he's about the size of three softballs, and let him lay on my chest for the next couple of hours. So thanks for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating.